This podcast is brought to you by ER Eats, supporting our restaurants and first responders. The Howie Carr Show is accepting donations to feed emergency room personnel as they battle the coronavirus. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the ER Eats banner at the top of the page to donate. This podcast is brought to you by ER Eats, supporting our restaurants and first responders. The Howie Carr Show is accepting donations to feed emergency room personnel as they battle the coronavirus. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the ER Eats banner at the top of the page to donate.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we begin tonight with a disturbing milestone in this coronavirus pandemic.
Today, the United States surpassed Italy as the country with the most deaths.
The grim milestone comes at Easter, the very weekend Donald Trump had wanted to reopen the country for business.
This latest surge pushing the U.S. total beyond hard-hit Italy after already overtaking Spain, now the deadliest nation in confirmed COVID-19 fatalities.
You're forgetting something. China.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Trump, meanwhile, calls it the Chinese virus. You know, they say a great way to prevent a virus from spreading is to name it something racist.
For the president to call it a Chinese virus or a foreign virus, it's just so dangerous and not a good thing to do.
There are some, at least one White House official, who used the term Kung Flu, referring to the fact that this virus started in China. Is that acceptable?
We can't afford the luxury anymore of non-judginess towards a country with habits that kill millions of people everywhere. It's not racist to point out that eating bats is batshit crazy.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
It isn't something that the American public needs to worry about or be frightened about.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
If we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different, but there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
Unchained and unstoppable.
China was not truthful with the world at the outset of this. Had they been more truthful with the world, which would have enabled them to be more truthful with themselves, they might have actually been able to contain this entirely.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is Howie Carr. I'm on my cell phone here from the Sunshine State of Florida. The problem is not down here in Florida. Well, if you're in Massachusetts, you're from terrible weather. Back in. Why? The problem would have occurred in Massachusetts, like there or not. Anyway, back up.
Hey, Howie, your phone's breaking up a little bit, Howie. So we're gonna work on that for a little bit, and but right now I think we're just gonna get right to the chump line. And I know I'm gonna get hate from people saying that I'm taking over. I'm not. I'm just trying to deal with the technical difficulty. So let's go to the chump line.
Joe Biden's working on a new model airplane.
The word model, ever since this whole thing happened, there's a few words that have skyrocketed in use. And model is definitely one of them. But one thing, Taylor, we never got to was when Trump mentioned that he is not usually involved in models. And then he said, not these kind of models. And that was one of the more famous times we heard that.
I missed that one.
It was pretty good.
Well, Bernie endorsed Biden. That should be the death knell of Biden's campaign.
It was just so sad the way he did it. He looked so, you know, there was no heart involved in that endorsement. He called him up. He had the typical, you know, hair everywhere, looking disheveled. But it just was such a weak endorsement. I would say even weaker than when he kind of, I'm using air quotes, endorsed Hillary Clinton. Anyway, guys, we do the Chump Line every day at this time, every weekday. You can always leave a Chump Line. Call 844-500-4242. Press 2 to leave us a Chump Line message. Keep them short and pithy. That's what we like. The longer the message, the less of a chance you have of getting on. It is always brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They have lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish flu, diphtheria.
Sometimes diphtheria.
I knew I was going to get one wrong, but I was trying to read it word for word. Polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus.
See, that's, you copied Howie on that one. You can just say whooping cough and it's okay.
I like to pronounce the H. I don't like to leave any of the letters out, Taylor.
Whooping cough.
Ebola, Zika, and now COVID. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
The casinos are now offering curbside pickup. Call ahead and they come out and take your money right from your car.
I've never been one to really venture to the casinos, but like every business that's out right now, I feel bad for them as well.
If you know when to hold them and know when to fold them, you can get out ahead.
You know, Taylor, this day is already kind of hard without you bringing up Kenny Rogers. Rest in peace to the legend.
I heard Islands in the Stream yesterday.
Oh, so good. So good.
I can do without it.
Etu Fauci. Etu.
It's tough because Fauci, I agree with Howie, where Dr. Fauci didn't really say anything that derogatory towards Trump, but they were setting him up with "when did you stop eating your wife" type of questions just so they could write the headline. And unfortunately, Trump read the headlines and kind of, as he's wont to do, got a little upset and went on his Twitter, which happens a lot.
Never mind.
Oh, how sad.
I like that. That's
never
just
mind.
Sums up what everybody's feeling.
Yes,
you know,
I
what?
Agree.
I'm gonna make a point, but never mind.
Never mind.
You know you're in trouble when Bill Maher is the voice of reason.
Oh, it's so true. It scares you when the left is so left that Bill Maher is right. And you guys can quote me on that.
Poor Joe Biden, stuck in the basement, inappropriately hugging himself.
I hope they're bringing him good snacks and stuff down the basement. The Fig Newtons he likes, the PB&Js. I hope that basement is, you know, cozy for him.
They at least like giving him a couple of body pillows. Maybe a few wigs.
Oh, Taylor, like one of those pillows they give people who need a companion and it has the arm sticking out.
You snuggle at night.
Taylor, I cannot believe you said that. So inappropriate.
Anyone who buys into the Democrat baloney has the memory of a goldfish. Change my mind.
It is true. I mean, the more that we see them do, the more you're thinking to yourself, how are there people out there who don't see through this? Brett Kavanaugh, for me, was the eye-opener. That was when I said to myself, all right, so they officially will go as low as they can to get what they want. So everything after that, for me, has not been a surprise. But there are people who buy into it, and usually it's the low-info voters, unfortunately.
My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work at the legislature there.
Ah, Howie is sitting in the studio right now, probably so mad that he's listening to this and can't do his own Jan Janssen impression. But he'll be back soon. Don't worry.
You remember? What's this I hear about Burning Man being canceled? Everyone, did they take away Nephew Joe's firework? Yeah.
Not Burning Man. Bernie Man. He's out.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that was the Chump Line, brought to you on this windy day by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They have lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice. Taylor's already getting ready for me to mess one of these up. Bob, if you're out there, I'm going to nail this. Spanish flu, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Never mind.
Oh, that could sum up, Taylor, not just this past week, but probably this past month. It's just, never mind.
Yeah, who's in the mood to argue?
Never mind. Guys, when we get back, we got tons more news. We have a guest coming up at 5:30, and we're going to talk about it all. So don't change that dial. This is the Howie Carr Show.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
All right. 844-500-4242. I thought that with the national shutdown, the earth was healing. But now we have extreme climate in Massachusetts, and it knocked the show off the air, and I'm sure it knocked power out everywhere. Not to mention last Friday, part of Maine, a lot of Maine lost its power. So what is the benefit of this national lockdown? We're still having extreme weather.
How dare you?
I can't say I'm surprised, Greta, but what do you want me to say? Okay, well, we're back. Everything fine now, Taylor? Everything back running normally?
Thankfully, yes. Normally, we've got a workaround going, but the duct tape is holding up very well.
Okay. Anyway, and if you want to get involved in the contest, we'll have Dr. Hines on in the next day or so to explain how the contest works. But if you want to enter, a lot of people heard it already, but go to DiStefano. Or go to, what is it? I'm sorry. What?
Hairman.com/Howie.
Excuse me. Hairman.com/Howie. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. And by the way, I'm going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow around 6:35 a.m. It's pretty much logged in there, and it's solid. And I'm going to be discussing ER Eats. So you can watch me there, and I'll be wearing a coat and tie and all that good stuff. So, and tell your friends, and we're looking forward to that. All right. Today's poll question is brought to you by Honey, the easiest way to find the biggest discounts online. It's free to use and will have you saving money within minutes. Download Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would it be wise of President Trump to fire Dr. Fauci?
No, it would not be. I don't think he's going to anyway. He kind of shot from the hip after he saw that headline. He was angry when he saw that headline. Who wasn't? But Dr. Fauci just kind of got set up. He's not my cup of tea, but don't fire him.
And 72% say no, it wouldn't be wise to fire him.
All right. 844-500-4242. There's a lot going on here, and let's just play a couple of more sound cut. This is from de Blasio, and again, they're making it seem like all the Democrats were demanding that Donald Trump shut down everything and save lives and et cetera. But they weren't. Pelosi was saying go to Chinatown for the Chinese New Year. This was in late February, more than 3 weeks after Trump had shut down traffic to China. And this is de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and he was also telling people to go to New York's Chinatown and just go on about your lives. Go to the theaters. It's really safe to be in a theater. That's why AMC Theaters is getting ready to file for bankruptcy, because it's no one's going to go back to theaters for a long time. I'm sorry for the people who are going to lose their jobs that work at the theaters, but cut five, please.
It's important just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat.
We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
Get, you know, how do you get to Chinatown? Don't take an Uber. Go on the subway. That's the best way to do it. Take a bus to the nearest subway stop. It's everything's fine. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And then, of course, de Blasio, he lives in Gracie Mansion in Manhattan, but he still likes to go to his old gym in Park Slope. I think it's about 13 miles away as the crow flies, or as the crow doesn't fly, as the crow goes through the tunnel or over the bridge. So de Blasio, here he is explaining to his constituents why he can go to the gym, but they can't. Cut four.
I did not for a moment think there was anything problematic because I knew the dynamics. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of the city.
Wow. He has to stay healthy. Okay. All right. We've got it. Okay, so one more thing from this is Big Bird de Blasio. Even Cuomo doesn't like him. And this is him with Morning Joe. This is March 10th. March 10th, not that long ago. This is 6 weeks after the travel from China has been shut down, and he's saying, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Cut six.
Willie, 8.6 million people here. We have 25 cases as of this morning, and we care deeply about each of those individuals. But against the backdrop of 8.6 million people, and for the vast majority of New Yorkers, life is going on pretty normally right now, and we want to encourage that. If
March
you're under
10th,
50
is.
And you're healthy, which is most New Yorkers, there's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold or flu. But our schools are running, and we've said, even if, God forbid, we found a case in a school, we're not shutting down all our schools. We're not even shutting down that school long term. We're going to go in, clean that school, isolate individuals who had that really direct contact, and then get up and running. We'll have a day where a school is shut to get reset, then get back up and running. We cannot shut down because of undue fear. That's my concern. We are better off keeping our society together, our economy together, our schools open. We're better off not closing larger events because from what we're seeing, you don't get this disease by walking into an arena where someone else in that arena has it. So I think there's an overreaction.
So now, of course, when de Blasio is confronted with those statements on those rare, very rare occasions when there's an act of drive-by of random journalism, as Rush calls it, he always goes, this is not a time to look back. This is not a time to point the finger. It's only a time to point the finger when it's Donald Trump. And believe me, Donald Trump has a much less to answer for than de Blasio or Pelosi or many of the other Democrats who were accusing him of xenophobia and racism. 844-500-4242. So I guess there is going to be a press briefing today at the White House. I don't know when it's going to begin, but of course the fingers will be pointing. It will be a moment to look back in anger at whatever Trump did or didn't do. Are you going to fire the great public servant, Dr. Fauci? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're up and running again. I think we're on back on YouTube. We're back everywhere now. And we apologize for all the technical difficulties today. And, you know, it's this extreme climate. You know what it's like. It's It's bad for us. It's worse for polar bears. That's the way it works. 844-500-4242. And if you want to get into the contest to get a free hair transplant, go to hairman.com/Howie and get the details. We'll have more details tomorrow or the next day with Dr. Hines. We had a problem with him, too, with getting him when our power was knocked out. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Chris DeGaulle has a great column today on Town Hall. Biden's running mate has been picked for him. And, you know, he's committed to a female running mate. But the list, they're all extremely flawed. But Chris DeGaulle has got the answer for him. He knows who the running mate is going to be. Chris, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, great to talk to you, my man. It's a Monday, isn't it? It feels like a Monday all over, doesn't it? How you doing?
Just another manic Monday. So who do you think is going to be Joe Biden's running mate, as you pointed out in your column today on Town Hall?
Well, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and it occurred to me as we turned the corner on COVID-19, news is starting to look more promising. Deaths have been revised down. I mean, it's still very serious, don't misunderstand, but it's looking like there's better news ahead. We're not getting nearly the hospital bed admissions that we thought, and there's more problems. CNN's reporting on hydroxychloroquine now. So there's good news to be found, which means that's bad news for Democrats. And it occurs to me that when Jake Tapper asks Dr. Fauci about elections and will we be safe from COVID-19 in November, I thought to myself, that's Joe Biden's running mate. That's the Democrats' running mate, COVID-19. So Biden, COVID, 2020. That's what it's going to be.
Biden, COVID-19, 2020. A lot of numbers in that.
That's right.
That for a bumper sticker. COVID-19, 2020. Joe's going to get very confused there, considering he can't remember who his text number.
That's right, 30-30-19-20-20. Poor guy. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920. Yeah.
That's right. He's going to take us all the way back. He's going to take us backwards to go forwards or something like that.
Yes, in the Wayback Machine. Did you hear did you hear his podcast today? This is the beginning of his podcast, and we've been thinking about it. You know, most of us have done podcasts in the past. The great thing about a podcast is that you get multiple chances to, if you screw up the intro, you just do it over again, take two, right? Not Joe Biden,
right,
though. Do we have that, Taylor? This is Joe Biden's beginning today. Okay, we'll play it. Okay, we'll play more from the podcast. This is the Joe Biden podcast. Here it is. Here it comes.
We're going to finally achieve comprehensive immigration reform as well, put millions of citizens on a pathway to citizenship, including so many who are in the
citizens on a pathway to citizenship. As I always say, can we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President? Yes.
Howie, I just don't. How do you have nothing to do but nap in a basement and still screw it up? How is that possible? I mean, if you were asked to do nothing but nap and show up and record a couple of things a day, I think, even I at my worst, back when I was drinking heavily, I could still do a more cogent conversation and podcast than Joe Biden. It's staggering. I mean, imagine this guy back on a regular campaign schedule, Howie. If he can't navigate, from his bunker in the basement, can you imagine him a vigorous, 50-state tour?
Many people have speculated that he has a drinking problem, but the fact is, he's a teetotaler. He's like Trump. He's never had a drink in his life, and this is still how he operates. It's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Drunken Joe Biden. I can't even imagine the incontinence alone.
Yeah. At least Ted Kennedy had an excuse. Chris Dodd had an excuse. What's Joe's? You know, do we have that? Do we have the original cut? Here it is. Here's the first cut as he introduces his podcast this morning.
I'd like to welcome John to the show. John, thanks for being here, pal.
Thank you, sir. Honored to be here.
Well, the fact is that there's a lot going on. I don't know even where to begin this.
Oh, no. Is that real, Howie? Is that real?
That's all. As I say, and when I transcribe these from my own columns in the Boston Herald, I always say, taking a line from the old Village Voice, all dialogue guaranteed verbatim. And it's...
Oh, my gosh.
But let's...
At what point do you pity the guy? When do you tap out? When do you call the round? I mean, this is... I hadn't heard that yet.
No, we do these all the time, Chris. By the way, if you want to read Chris's column, you can go to townhall.com. Biden's running mate has been picked for him. But, you know, Chris, here's the thing. He is committed to a female running mate, and look at the cast of characters he has to choose from. It's pretty weak group of people. You know, that you have the fake Indian. I don't think that's going to happen. And then you have the governor of Michigan, who is really horrible. Gretchen Whitmer. Have you seen her some of her edicts? You can't buy a barbecue grill. You can't buy seeds to plant your own food.
No, the seeds. The police tape around the seeds was probably my favorite of all of the most outrageous things she's done over the last week. The police tape around the seeds. Yeah, and Warren. Remember Warren? Of course, she. I'm confusing that with Bernie. Now I'm pulling a Biden. I forgot. Warren attacked Bernie for being a sexist, not Biden. Although I still don't know how you get around the accusations surrounding Biden with a female candidate. You've got to know that any woman he picks is going to be, at some point, someone interested in being honest enough is going to ask the woman he picks about his history with women, don't you think?
Well, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post have sort of semi-cleared him, and I'm looking now for the actual stories they wrote. But Gretchen Whitmer, though, I want to get back to her here. She has banned in-state traffic in Michigan. So if you have a cottage, if you live down in the southern part of Michigan and you have a cottage up, I think they call it the North Country, you can't go to that. But as somebody then pointed out, so if I live in Illinois and I have a cottage, that's okay. I can go to the cottage if I'm from Illinois or from Indiana. But if I'm from Michigan, I'm forbidden from going to my own cottage in her state, and I'm one of her voters. 150,000 people have signed online petitions to recall her. She's been so obnoxious. Oh, and then the other thing too is, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe. Now she said that any physician or pharmacist who gives out hydroxychloroquine would face professional consequences, and that was followed by her request to release hydroxychloroquine for the state of Michigan after she had told people not to prescribe it. How about that?
you can't make it up, and you wonder, is it all her own half-baked ideas? Is it counsel around her?
I don't know. You know, I looked her up. She's got a law degree, so she's a lawyer. So then I thought, okay, who's she married to? She's married to some guy named Doctor. And when I saw Doctor, my eyeballs rolled around. I said, is this a Dr. Jill Biden type of deal? A doctor of education? but actually, she's married to a dentist. So it's basically he's a real dentist. He's a real doctor. But the thing is, so her husband's office is shut down by her edict in Michigan, but the abortion clinics are still open. Okay, that's the way it works in Michigan, as in many other states. But so I just
that's just Well, I lived down here in Pennsylvania, Howie, where, you know, Tom Wolf, our governor, was actually, he literally was a Planned Parenthood escort in his younger days. And so abortion open for business here in Pennsylvania, too. You can also trout fish in Pennsylvania, by the way, but you can't golf. So help me with that one, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of states are shut down for golf. I don't understand it. Did you know that there were three guys from the Rhino governor of Massachusetts shut down the golf courses? So these three guys, I think they were probably laid off from Taunton. They decided to drive down to Rhode Island, and they surreptitiously parked in a McDonald's in rural Rhode Island, transferred their golf clubs to a Rhode Island car, and then drove and played a round of golf in Rhode Island, even though, according to Gina Raimondo, the governor in Rhode Island, only Rhode Islanders are allowed to play in her Reich, the Raimondo Reich of Rhode Island. And these guys were cited by the cops. They were nailed in a sting and charged with playing a round of golf. This is nuts.
Delaware, we're here. I'm in Philadelphia, neighboring Delaware, not far. You get caught with out-of-state plates driving through Delaware other than the interstate, and you can be cited. Carper, the governor of Delaware, has said he'll pull anyone over with out-of-state plates. How about that?
She was for a while, she was stopping people coming into the state with New York plates. And so people were going crazy, and they were saying, wait a second, what if I own a house in Rhode Island? Are you telling me I can't go there, even though I have New York plates? And then then you also think, how about when you rent a car? You don't know where they, you know, you could be from Rhode Island and rent a car that would have New York plates on it. So now you've become public enemy number one. You're John Dillinger? They're going to stop you? How does this work? They're having way too much fun with this stuff. You know, they're all turning into. Go ahead, Chris.
Maybe the key is just declare you're on your way to an abortion clinic, no matter what. That's always your out. I'm on my way to an abortion. I got to go.
Well, you know, some of the cities in Rhode Island have called themselves sanctuary cities, and the state's basically a sanctuary state. So my question was, well, wait a second, if I'm in a New York, if I get stopped by the Rhode Island State Police for being in a New York car with New York plates on it, can I just say I'm an illegal alien? You have no right to stop me. I can go on about my way.
That's a wonderful point, Howie. I actually have more rights in this country if I broke in here from Guadalajara than if I went to Delaware tonight. How weird is that?
Exactly. Point. Let me read you something. The Post, this is the Washington Post story about Joe Biden and his assault allegations against him. The Post found no other allegations against Biden as serious as Tara Reid's. So does that Now, does that mean that they would say about Chappaquiddick and Ted Kennedy, the Post found no allegations as serious as the fact that he killed Mary Jo Kopechne by drowning her in 1969?
There is nobody that knows this subject better than you, Howie. So I will ask you this because it's been rattling around in my brain. I know that Biden is of that era. He's of that Kennedy, Chris Dodd era that you know so well and have written extensively about. Does that afford them, I mean, outside of the Chappaquiddick thing, does that afford them any leeway in your mind when you hear people say, well, they're of an era? Those were gentlemen that behaved of an era, that way of an era. When you hear that argument, what do you say about it?
Well, I was just thinking about all the other ones. Anthony Weiner, does he say, sexting pictures of his privates to a 15-year-old girl in North Carolina, that's the only time we know he texted to an underage girl, right? Or the lieutenant governor of Virginia is only accused of raping two women, right? The governor of Virginia has only got one picture of himself taken in a Klan hood, and only two instances of him with wearing blackface. It's just something. Hey, Chris, this is a great column. We got to have you on the show again. I appreciate you being with us. I think COVID would be a good one. You heard about the twins in India, right? That one's a female and one's a male, and the parents named one of them Corona and one of them COVID. That was a nice gift to those infants from their parents.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yes, lovely.
All right, Chris Steele, thanks for being with us, and you can read his column at townhall.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Should we just go in? Fauci is just, he's speaking at the mic now, and he's saying he answered a hypothetical question. I thought you learned that in, you know, in junior high school, not to answer hypothetical questions, but here he is answering it.
Here. So let me tell you from my experience, and I can only speak from my own experience, is that we had been talking before any meetings that we had about the pros and the cons, the effectiveness or not of strong mitigations. So discussions were going on mostly among the medical people about what that would mean. The first and only time that Dr. Birx and I went in and formally made a recommendation to the president to actually have a, quote, shutdown in the sense of not really shutdown, but to really have strong mitigation. We discussed it. Obviously, there would be concern by some that, in fact, that might have some negative consequences. Nonetheless, the president listened to the recommendation and went to the mitigation. The next second time that I went with Dr. Birx into the president and said, 15 days are not enough. We need to go 30 days. Obviously, there were people who had a problem with that because of the potential secondary effects. Nonetheless, at that time, the president went with the health recommendations, and we extended it another 30 days. So I could only tell you what I know and what my recommendations were. But clearly, as happens all the time, there were interpretations of that response to a hypothetical question that I just thought it would be very nice for me to clarify because I didn't have the chance to clarify. Thank you. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even remember what the date was. But I can just tell you the first and only time that I went in and said we should do mitigation strongly, the response was, yes, we'll do it.
And what did he do? Is that the travel restrictions?
No. The travel restriction is separate. That was whether or not...
The travel restrictions? We have him repeatedly, for a month after the travel restrictions, saying it's not a big problem. We'll keep rolling on this and come back with it when we return. I'm Howie Carr.